Today is Monday, March 16th, 2020, and this is another Kingdom Perspective with Dr. Glenn Schultz. Principles to Live By, Part 1. I have never witnessed the panic that has impacted the whole world like the one we are experiencing today because of a microscopic virus. I sent out a tweet last week about what I have come to better understand because of what is taking place in society today. Man can cancel everything, spend billions, self-quarantine everyone, and use the best human ingenuity and technology, and it only proves one thing. Man does not control anything. God is in complete control. What can I do? Trust God and obey His word. There are two life principles woven throughout God's word that have gripped my heart over the past few months. These two truths impact every area of life. They are especially applicable to how we educate future generations. In this week's post, I will focus on the first of these two principles. Life principle number one, what one plants, one harvests. When God created the heavens and the earth, the very first creation ordinance He established was this principle. Every form of life that He created operates according to it. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:11-12. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:20-21. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:24-25. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." Genesis 1:27-28. God created all life to reproduce after its own kind. If you plant an apple tree, you will not harvest grapes from it. Dogs don't reproduce birds, and humans only produce humans. Whatever one plants, one harvests. This life principle doesn't apply only to the physical reproduction of life. It applies to everything in life. A student who plants hours of study into a subject will harvest a better understanding of it than that one who never studies. This principle also applies to stewardship. When we plant God's tithe, the first tenth of one's increase, in the local church, we will harvest God's blessings. "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." Malachi 3:10. It is my conviction that what I plant is what I treasure or value. When I treasure something, I want to get more of it. So I plant it knowing that I will get a harvest after its kind. This is why Jesus gave his followers wise advice. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Matthew 6:19-20. Paul sums up this principle when he wrote to the church in Galatia. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Galatians 6:7. This verse declares that this life principle applies to all of life. This truth is extremely important to the education we give our children and youth. Whatever we plant in their minds will result in a harvest according to its kind. I have written extensively on the fact that the worldview of one's teachers will become the worldview of the student. Jesus emphasized this truth when he said, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher," Luke 6:40. Even though this life principle is found throughout Scripture, too many Christians seemingly ignore it when it comes to how they educate their children. Then they become surprised and even shocked that their children leave the faith and live by the standards of the world. I continually ask myself some important questions. Number one, am I living my life in line with this life principle? Number two, do I really want to harvest the seeds that I am planting in all areas of my life? Number three, what seeds am I planting in my mind? Number four, what is being planted in my children's hearts and minds through the education they are receiving at home, church, and school? Number five, what will be the guaranteed harvest for my answer to number four? We must make our everyday decisions knowing this very important life principle. What one plants, one harvests. Next week, we will look at life principle number two.